We're on the top of Kaf Zayin Amud Beis, three lines there. Rishana hayu manichim es mugmar tachas cholei meayim meisim. So they put mugmar, this the incense, underneath the bodies of someone who was nifter that died. He had a stomach ailment, so to take away the bad smell. Vayu cholei meayim chayim misbaishim. But then the living people who had the stomach ailment, they were embarrassed because they would say that, you know, tomorrow they're going to die and they're going to end up putting this incense under them and everybody's going to know that they were choli me'ayim. So therefore, itkinu sheyuhu manichim tachas achol. So then chachamim esakan that they would put it under everybody, al demesim mipnei kvodan shel choli me'ayim chayim. So the living people with the stomach ailments should not be embarrassed. Rishana hayu matmilim as a kelim al gabe nidos mesos vayu nidos chayos mispaishos, that they used to toivel the clothing of the woman that died, and she was a nida, so the clothing she was wearing, you know, before she died was tameh nida, so they used to toivel it vayu the nidos chayos mispaishos. So then the living nidos would be embarrassed because they would be doing something special to nidos, something what they wouldn't do to other women, and therefore itkinu shemet bilin al gabe kol hanashim. So therefore they made takana that they're going to toivel the clothing of all the women that died v'pnei kvodan shel nidos chayos, again for the kavod of the living nidos.
Why would they toivel the clothing?
Why not?
Because it's only based on.
No, the clothing they wore before they died. Otherwise, they're
maybe actually the claim of the actual clothing, because you put the person in the car anyway, or you at least do a 9 month happen.
Yeah.
So let's go with the clothing also.
Yeah, but first they would toivel their, you know, the. Rishana matbilin al gabe zavin meisim. They used to toivel the same idea, the clothing of a zav that died when he was a zav, and the clothing he was wearing before. Vayu azavim chayim misbaishin, and then the living zavin, they would be embarrassed, same idea. Shayuman said, therefore, hitkenu shayumis matbilim al gav hakol, that everybody's clothing they would toivel, mipnek for nanshal zavim chayim, for the covenant of the living zavim. Mishana hayu hotzasa meis kasheli krovav yoser misasa. It used to be that the expense of burying one's relative was got to be so high that it was more difficult to the relatives than the actual death, because the rich people would buy fancy tachrichim, etc., and the poor people couldn't compete, and it was embarrassing for them, whatever. So ad shayu krovav manichin oso uborchin, until it got to such a level where they didn't want to leave their relatives or run away, didn't want to bury them because it was so expensive. Until Rabban Gamliel came and he dealt with himself in a light way, and v'yatsa b'chlei pishtan. So when he died, he told them to take him out in simple linen clothing to set a new standard that even such a chashav of a person is only going to go out in that, so everybody would follow suit and wouldn't have this competition anymore. So nagu amacharav l'seit b'chli pishtan. So people after that followed suit, and they also went out in linen tachrichin. Amarapapa va'idna. Nowadays nagu galma filu b'tzarda barzuza. Nowadays the people go out in simple canvas clothing that is worth only a zuz. Okay, Rashi al gabe nidos meisos sakelim shnishtamshu behen bo'odam b'chayim. The things that they were using before when they were still alive, shenitmu, that became tamei benigiyasan by their touching them, shenida metama benigiya adam kelim, because the nidas metamei adam kelim by touching them. But you nidas chayos mispashos, and the living nidas were embarrassed, shosim abehen masha eno sim lashar mesos, that they were singled out and the things were done to them that they were not done to others. Kashela krovav, he said, b'tachrichim tovim, because they would take, the rich people would go out with fancy tachrichim. Sarda is canvas, barzuza hanikne bezuz, that's purchased for a zuz. Okay. Back to the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, ein manichin es amita berechov, you don't put out the misa, the mita, the of the mace in the rechov, in the street. So Amar Apapa, ein moed bifnei tamid chacham. So Lamaisa, really, when it comes to Talmud Chacham, there's no Moed. Means you're allowed to be Maspi the Talmud Chacham even in the Moed. But Kol Shekein, Chanukah Purim, which is less of a Moed, even so say you can be Maspi the Talmud Chacham and Chanukah and Purim. Vahani Mili, though, that's only Bifanav, if the Mace, the Talmud Chacham is right there. Aval Shalom Bifanav is even, if he's in a different city, lo, you can't. Agmor asks on this, Ini, I, Vaha Rav Kahana, Safde, L'Rav Zvida, Minaharda, Bifum Nara, that Rav Kahana, he was Masbid Rav Zvid, who was Nifter in Naharda, when he was in Fumnara, in a different city, you know, on the Moed. So you see, even not Bifanav, it's okay. So Amra Papa, Papi, Yom Shmua, that he wasn't, it was a Yom Shmu, it was the day that he heard of the death. So the same actual day that you hear the death, so that's a different story. That's as if the mace was here and you can be masbid him on the moed. Amar Ula, Hesped Alev. That when it says in Tanakh, in the Psukim, the word Hesped, it means to beat oneself on the chest. On the heart, the chziv, as it says, al shadayim softin, they beat on the chest. Tipuach, when it says in the Mishnah, the lashon of tipuach, biyad, it means like clapping one's hands. Kilus, in the psukim, it means beregel, with stamping one's foot on the ground. Tanrabanan makales, loyakales besandal. When if one does that kilus by snapping his foot, he should not do so with a like a sandal, but rather only the biminal, only with a regular shoe. Why? Sakana, because a shoe is fine, it's, you know, around the foot, where the sandal is basically just on the bottom of his foot and then strapped up, and there's a danger that it might flip over and he'll stamp his foot without anything under it and break his foot. So that's why I should not do so with a sandal. Rashi, ain mod lifnei chachamim sheyacholim laspido. So you can be maspidim. Alev is metapeach keneged alev. He hits his chest. Biyad means kofes yad zu lezu, clapping his hands. Beregel makir regel b'argo. He stamps his foot on the ground. And once you not do that with a sandal, mimnei asakana shofech asandal v'shover raglo. Because the sandal could flip out and he'll break his foot. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Avel kevan she niana rosho shuv eimenachamim rashaim l'shevitzlo. Once the Avel like shakes his head, is a sign like he was comforted already. So then it's enough. You shouldn't say anything more. And those that are menachamim shouldn't allow to sit anymore. They should just leave that he's been comforted. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hakol chayvim lamod b'pnei nasi. That when the nasi walks into Beis Hamidrash, everybody has to stand up, except for chutz mi avel v'chola. Now v'chola do not have a chiyuv to stand up. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lakol omrim lahem shvu. And when the nasi has to give permission to people to sit down, so to everybody gives permission, okay, you can sit down now. Chutz mi avel v'chola. So they don't have to wait for his permission. They can sit down first without waiting for him, since they don't have a chiv to stand to begin with. So if they did stand, they can sit any time they want. Rashid Niana Rosho Shinirash Nicha Miatzmo. That shows that he was already comforted himself. L'chol omrim shvu kesheomdim lifnei anasi. When he gets up, he tells everybody, he tells everybody to sit down, but they don't have to listen. Amarav Yehuda, Amarav. Back to the Gemara. Avel Yom Rishon Asur Lechol Lechem Mishalo. The first day, we hold the first meal, is the Suda Savra. It's Asur for him to eat of his own. It has to be food that other people bring. Mida Amar Le Rachaman Yecheskel. We learn it from Yecheskel. So we've seen a number of times when he was Misnabi over the Churban, and he was told that his wife was going to die, but he was not allowed to act in Mina Gevela. So everything he was told not to do, we yes do. So therefore, Velechem Anashim Lo Sochel. He was told not to eat from other people's food. Mashma, that a normal level is Dafka supposed to eat from other people's food. Rabba V'Rav Yosef, when they were Avelim, Michal Fesudasayu La'adadi. They would switch, give each other, they were both Avelim, so they would give each other food, thereby not eating their own food. V'Amarav Yehud Amarav. Mace Ba'ir, Kol B'nei Ha'ir, Asuri Masiyas Malacha. So if there's a mace in the city, so everybody in the city has to stop working because they have to be metapa with the mace until it's buried. Rav Hamnuna Ikla Lederomsa, he was visiting this place, and Shamakol Shipura Deshichva, he heard an announcement, there's a mace in the city. So Chazahanachin Shideka Avde Avidata, and yet he saw people that were working. And he said, you're not allowed to work when there's a mace in the city. So Marlahu, he said to them, Lehave Hanachin Shi Bishamta, these people should be in Nidui. Excommunicate, right? Because they're working when there's a mason in the city. Lo shichve kumata. He said, isn't there a dead person here? What's going on? So Amrulei, but the ones that were doing the malacha, they said to him, there's a good reason why we're doing malacha. Chavurasa ika bimasa. There are chaburas in the city. In other words, they set up the city in such a way that there's different groups of people, and each group took care, if there's a mace, they'll take care of that mace within their group. So the other people don't have to be mevatel. Amar lehu, so he said, oh, ihachi, if that's the case, shari lehu. So I matir the excommunication, because it's beseder what you're doing. Rashi, chavurasa ika, chavuros hein, there are these groups, she elu kovri meisim shalahem levadam, elu kovri meisim shalahem levadam, each are kover the mace in their group, and therefore when something happens, the other groups are free.
How come he was ready to give them without asking them, talking to them first?
Yeah, I was also wondering about that. Unless he didn't, since it was a new takani he hadn't heard of or something like that, he didn't think of such a thing. I don't know. Okay, v'amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav, kol miskasha al meso yoser midai, al mes acher hu bochet. So whoever cries too much in his avelis, then his punishment is, and he's going to have to suffer another avelis. One looks like. Ahi itza, we have a maisa like this. Ahi itza, the havas b'shivavuse the Rav Huna. There was this woman that was in the neighborhood of Rav Huna. Havalah Shiva Bani, she had seven sons. Meis Chad Minai, who one of them died. Havias Kabachya Bisersa Ale. So she cried too much over him. Shalach Rav Huna, so Rav Huna sent a message to her and told her, Al Tavidi Hachi, don't do that. Don't cry so much. So what happened? Lo Ashkechabe, she didn't listen, she continued crying. Shalach La, so Rav Huna sent her another message and said, listen, Itzai says, if you're going to listen to me, not to misabel too much, muta, fine. But, Ilo, if you're not going to listen to me, then zavid zavdata le'idach mis. Then you can prepare tachrikin for another mace. Another kid's going to die if you don't stop. So what happened? She didn't listen. Another one died, and then she kept crying. Another one died, etc. Until umisu kulhu, until all her seven sons died. Lesof, in the end, Amarla, Rav Huna said that if you don't stop crying, timush zavnata lenafshich, then you can prepare your own tachrichin. And she didn't listen, umesa, and she died herself. Yeah, that's coming up now. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to bring them a core for this. Al tifku la mace, it says in the pasuk va al tanulu lo. Don't cry for the mace and don't shake your head. So the Gemara is bothered because they can't. How can it be? Don't cry for them. We know you're one's allowed to cry. They cry in the Torah. Cry for Moshe. Cry. I'm winning. Don't cry. So therefore, it must mean, al tifku lemeis, must mean, yoseir midai. Don't cry too much. You can cry, but not too much. Val tanudulo, don't shake one's head, yoter mikashir, more than is your proper amount. So now the Gemara said, haketzad, now comes the question for fall. Right? What does it mean? How much is one allowed to cry? So the Gemara explains that shloshi yami. Livchi, that the first 3 days is for Bechi. And then after that, there's no more crying. After that, till Shiva, Vishiva is, Hesped, is now a time for Hesped. And Vishloshim, after that, from 7 to 30, is Legihuts Lutisporet, is pressing one of the clothes, then one shouldn't, Avos not do that, and Tisporet and getting a haircut. And then Mikan Ve'elech, from then on, that's it. No more Avelis. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Iyatem Rachmanim, Bo yoter mimeni. Keilu Kosh Baruch was saying, listen, he had reason to go, and that's why it made him go at this time. And therefore, if you're going to still be misavo, it's like you're, you know, questioning me as if I had, you know, no reason for it. Listen, I'm more of a rachaman than you. If I put him to, you know, if I caused him to die, there's a good reason behind it. And if you're misavo too much, like you're questioning me. The pasuk is now a continuation of the pasuk where it says don't cry, etc. And the pasuk continues where you could cry, bacho, becho, bacho, laholech. To someone who's a holech, you can cry. Amar Rav Yehuda, laholech, he teaches the pasuk means below banim. It's someone that dies without children, without having, you know, brought children into the world. Rav Yeshua ben Levi lo azol lebeyavla. He used to do not go too often to a Beis Aval because he was they wanted a mevatel from his learning. Ela lamanda azil below bani. But when he did go, it was for somebody who died without any children. Nichsiv, as it says, bechu bacha laholech ki lo yashuvon v'ra es eretz moladato. And Rav Huna Amar, he touched up the pasuk a little differently, that when it says that what should you cry on, it's referring to zeh she'avar avera v'shanaba, somebody who did an avera and repeated it, and because it says lo yashuvod, because such a person is not going to, we assume he's not going to do tshuva if he did a sin and did it again. And Rav Huna l'taimei, Rav Huna is following his shita. That Amar Rav Huna kevan she'avar adam avera v'shanaba hutralo. That once a person does avera and then does it again, it becomes mutter to him. Mutter. So I'm asked the Gemara, hutralo salchadaita, what? Person does an avera twice, now it's okay, you can keep doing it, you have a heter to continue doing the avera. So Gemara said, no, ela eima hu nasas lo keheter. It becomes mutter to him, meaning he's not going to do tshuva so fast. Rashi, v'lo yashuvod v'chulei mashma mikan ve'elach lo yase lo olam tshuva. That lo yashuvod lasen lo tshuva, he's not going to do tshuva anymore. Amar Rabbi Levi, Avel shlosha yamim rishonim yirei at atzmo ki ilu cherev munachas lo bein shtei. There's two gears, it's either yirei chosav or kseifav. That the first 3 days, and if it's a velus, there's this danger which is hovering over him, and therefore he should imagine that as if there is a sword between either his thighs or his shoulders. Mishlosh achiva, this danger sort of weans a little bit, and then ki ilu munachas lo kenegdo bekeren zavis, as if it's in the corner, it's still there in the room with them, but as if the sword is in the corner, it's a little bit less dangerous. Mikan ve'elech, from then on, some say, Tosu says till 12 months, some say 30 days, then ki ilu overes kenegdo b'shuk. Now it's not gone, but it's as if it's in the shuk, in front of him in the shuk. So still that little bit of danger. We learned in our Mishnah, v'lo nashim, lo shel nashim, that they don't put the mita of a woman in the street, ever, even not on the moe. Why? Mipnei akava. Amrei Nardai, they said in Nardai, lo shanu, that we don't put the mita of a woman in the street, elachaya. That's referring to dafke, a woman that gave birth, that she died because of childbirth, and so there's a lot of blood and stuff, and it's not covered. Aval shar nashim, but other women, manichin, you could put it there. Rabbi Elazar Amar, he said, afilu shar nashim, even other women, you don't put the meat on the street. Dechsiv had said, v'tamat sham Miriam, v'tika ver sham, that Miriam died there, and she was buried there. So you see, right next to Samuch Lemisa, right next to Misa, Kvura. It is Kvura right away. This is a little more. Rama Rabbi Elazar, Af Miriam ben Ashika Mesa. And Miriam died ben Ashika, like Moshe and Aaron. In other words, not with the Malach HaMavis, but rather like Hashem took her. Asya, they darshan Agzera Shavas, Sham Sham, mi Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, by Miriam, Tamat Sham Miriam, the word Sham. And by Yamas Sham Moshe, also the word Sham. And there it says, by Moshe, it says, Al Pi Hashem. And therefore, we learn Sham Sham, that she also died Al Pi Hashem, not with the Malach HaMavis. Vipnei Ma Lo Nemar Ba Al Pi Hashem. So if that's the case, why do we have to learn it from Gezer Shavah? Why didn't the Torah say, like by Moshe, Al Pi Hashem? So Vipnei Sheganai HaDavar Lo Omro. Because it's not a nice thing to say that she died with Nishika from Hashem. know exactly why that's not nice, but Amar Rabbi Ami, Lama Nismecha Misa Miriam LeParshas Paraduma. Why is it that the Miriam in the Torah next to Parshas Paraduma? Lomar Lacha Ma Paraduma Mechaperes, just like the Paraduma is a kapara on the Cheta Egel. So Af Mitasan Shel Tzadikim Mechaperes. So too the Misa of Tzadikim is also Mechaperes. And finally, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lama Nismecha Misas Aaron LeBigdei Kahuna. Why is the death of Aaron written in the Torah next to the Bigdei Kahuna? As it says, V'hashet as Aaron as Begadav, and then afterward V'Aaron Yosef umeis, and then he died. L'lam to teach us Ma Bigdei Kahuna Mechaprin, just like the Bigdei Kahunas, we know have the different pieces of clothing Mechaper for different things. So Af Mitasan Sol Tzadikim Mechaperes. So too the death of Tzadikim also are kapara on the door. Okay, it's one last. Rashi Alachaya Shemeta Machmad Vlad, that she died because of childbirth, Shehi Shofad, that she bleeds a lot.